Absolutely. What we find when we meet people and we're talking to them about what skills they have, what jobs they want to go into, we often refer them to a couple of different websites where we can say, you know, there are so many training and upskilling platforms where you can access information for free. So you can go, if you want to up your typing speed, if you want to work in an office, you want to improve your Microsoft packages such as Word, Excel, Project Manager, all those different devices and applications within Microsoft. There's so many online free tools, and we really do encourage people, if you're looking for work, if you're looking to change your career, if you're looking to be better at who you are, there's so many online platforms, and we think it's really important, particularly when you're working from home. There's a lot less commuting time. You've got a few extra hours in the day. Jump online and commit to half an hour a day or something where you are uploading and uplifting your skills. There's also some really good skills on the platform we refer candidates to, which is gcflearnfree.org. And you can learn how to present better. You can learn how to write documentation better. You can learn about your own personal finances. There's all sorts of really good free tools. And it just helps you get a bit more confidence when you're out there looking for work.
What was that website again, Sally?
gcflearnfree.org.
Oh, very
good. And
that's
a fantastic platform. You can learn how to do tackle 3D printing. Yeah. You can learn how to do sharing economy. So you can learn about the share market. You can learn about photography. You can upskill your typing. Learn how to use PowerPoint, all sorts of different tools, absolutely free. Mm. And we really do encourage our candidates to go to that platform, or there's a multitude of other ones as well.
And of course, you know, the more skills you have, it actually makes it easier for you guys, the recruiters, to find jobs.
Absolutely. And also, you find when you're learning more and you start to feel a little bit more confident, so that when you do start to go for interviews and you do put your application out there, you feel more confident. Let me tell you, when you feel more confident, you come across more confident.
So, it's funny, isn't it? So you might get a client who comes to you and says, I really need a job. You have a listen to them. You say, you know what? What you need to do is go away and upskill, learn some new skills, and then come back and let's try again. Like a mortgage broker might say to someone who wants to buy a new home and they haven't got the right finances in place just yet, go away, save some more money, and then come back. Is that what you find you do?
Absolutely. I was speaking to a beautiful lady this week who started the conversation by saying, I'm getting on a bit. And I said, excuse me, I'm 10 years older than you. Let's pull that back. Let's change that wording and dialogue. Her typing was quite slow. She hadn't really used Excel and her Word was very average. And I said, if I'm going to help you find a job, you need to get this to this, this to this, this to this. Gave her the platforms. And now what she's doing is spending the next 2 weeks, a couple of hours a day, upskilling, so when she comes back to our testing, she's going to have a much stronger, robust resume, which will help market her.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Sally Milikota. And that is CBC Staff Selection. Head to cbcstaff.com.au for all the information.